This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 145. It's the mother of all episodes. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best
girl gaming, tech, gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to a very special episode of our podcast.
So special that it can only be captured in one word.
Mom! Isn't that the word?
Yeah. I was going to go mother, but mom works too. There are many things you could call your mom.
Just don't call her anything that will make her smack you in the head. That would be bad. Especially our mom, because she's heavy-handed.
Yeah.
So in case you haven't picked up on it, this is our Mother's Day episode.
So, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mommy.
This is for you.
After we do the business, it's going to be for you. So you gotta keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce into the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles, or just questions for us, you can use the hit us up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of our podcast airing on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also listen to some really wonderful shows that are over there, like Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Or Dead Pixel Live.
Ultimate Quest.
Evil Avatar.
Bobby Black Wolf Show.
And don't forget Friday Night Gaming.
There's all kinds of really, truly entertaining stuff over there for all of us living La Vida Geek Chic. So, check those guys out. Check us out. And when you do, make sure that you let everybody know that you heard
that
about
them. We are the ones who sent you there.
Why you gotta be stepping all over my line?
Why do you have to be stepping all over my lines?
I don't. You know what? Don't make me hurt you. This is about mom. This is not about you.
And it's not about you.
It's about mom. Exactly. It's about mom. So, guys, kick back and enjoy our
Were you supposed to say relax and enjoy?
I was going to, but then I stopped myself. Look, I will slap you through the internet, and mom won't be able to save you.
I'll go crying to mom and tell her you're abusing me over the internet. But anyway,
like, you're grown-ass woman.
Guys,
deal with it.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the mother of all podcasts.
That would be the mother of all episodes.
Shh.
I win.
Bite me.
I'll tell him, Mom. At times isn't as intense as I'd like it to be. I mean, there are actually a couple of points in the game where Kratos is... And I was really kind of surprised because at times, Kratos wasn't as intense as, like, I expected him. Like, there's a point, and this is a spoiler alert, so...
Spoiler alert!
If you don't want to hear it, you know, fast forward through this part. Otherwise, suck it up. Don't be a little bit...
Strap on a set, you douchebag!
Alright, so... But there's a point... I was really surprised because there are times where Kratos really isn't as intense as I expect him... And I was kind of surprised because there are times in the game where Kratos isn't as intense as, like, I expect him to be. Like, he's not... And I was really surprised because there are times where in the game...
You need to go take
a
time out.
And it's not me either, Andre. It's Mom. She keeps laughing and fucking this shit up. I was really surprised because as I'm watching the game unfold, there are times where Kratos isn't as dark as we're used to him being. Like, there are actually some moments where he has some real sadness. And this is a spoiler alert, so if you don't want to hear it,
spoiler alert,
just deal with it. But I was really surprised because there are times as I'm watching the game unfold that Kratos isn't as dark as we're used to. Like, he spends a big chunk of this game doing things that people should not see. I mean, he rips the head off fucking dogs.
With the blade of Olympus, no less.
Yeah.
Mutilation.
I am going to talk about blood types, which sounds really weird as I say.
Yeah, it does.
As I talk, you'll understand why.
Because this isn't the podcast for the New England Medical Journal.
No, no, we're not announcing a blood drive because we can't suck your blood out through the internet.
Dude, the internet sucks my blood. That'd be awesome.
That'd be really creepy though too, because then hackers could get
headline
in and like,
for,
suck
like
your blood.
An Inquirer.
Dude,
it's like my Mac is a vampire.
That'd be awesome. You'd come home and be like, "Mom, I don't feel so good." It's like, "What's wrong with you?" I was like, "I was on the internet and I was searching this thing on YouTube and I kept watching these videos and it just kept taking my blood and I feel faint."
Our mom would be like, "What's YouTube?"
Yeah, that's true. She's like, "What the hell is this YouTube?"
Yeah,
show exactly. All Jar Jar on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I love her accent. Oh my god, mom's accent is awesome. Like, and the more pissed off she gets, the more it comes out.
Yeah,
I've only exchanged like 2 or 3 words. It was like, hi, and then she went in the house. So that's like all of it.
No,
and then when you left, mom, she was like, "What was she doing here?"
What did you think? I was like a Jehovah's Witness or something?
No, she knows who you are, but she's like, "What was she doing here?" I'm like, "She's dropping off. Stop, mom. I'm sorry."
Wait, I can't even stand outside your house. She won't let me come
she's
in. But
very
she won't let me stand outside either.
No, it's all right. But she just
you
likes
have
to know.
Understand that in our family, it's very matriarchal.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
She wears the daddy pants. she wears all the pants.
Well, that would explain why you never have pants on.
Oh,
that was a good one.
That was good. That was good.
That was good. So. Oh, guess what Mummy ate today?
What?
Mummy ate meat.
She what?
She ate meat.
Oh, come on. She's coming down to the last stretch of the doggone Lent. She can't remember to fucking not eat meat on Friday.
It's funny because I told her yesterday, I'm like, "Now, Mummy, tomorrow's Friday, so don't eat meat." So she got for breakfast, and I came home, and I was like, she's like, "What do you want to eat?" I'm like, "Well, like, can't eat meat," and she's sitting there eating turkey. She's just like, she puts her hand in her hands, and she's like, "Are you kidding me?"
Well, and she did it last week, too, because she got a sausage biscuit for breakfast. I was like, "Mom, it's Friday, it's Lent." She's like, "Oh, fuck." I was like, "And you're supposed to give up cursing for Lent." She went, "Oh, fuck." And I was like, "Okay, never mind." I'm like, "How hard is it to remember? Tuna fish."
I know.
Okay, fluffernutter.
For some tuna.
Okay, tuna fish. Tuna. Make a fluffernutter. Okay, pasta salad.
Mummy's porking out.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
I had a grilled cheese for lunch at school. It was the only thing that didn't have meat in it on campus.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So, when you're playing the demo on Xbox, like, I take it you use just your controller, right? Like, you don't actually have, like, a
racing wheel.
Yes, because I have the racing wheel. Because Esh Mom, when she was going through her slight, revival gamer phase, which was really interesting to watch personally, she's like, "I think I could do racing games. That's simple. You just drive, right?" We're like, "Yeah, you just drive." So she's like, "Well, while I was out, I got this gaming wheel," and she got 2 like of the like low like Xbox racing games, and she's like, "I should be able to learn this." No.
She got 2 racing wheels?
No, she got 1 racing wheel and like 2 like, just simple Xbox racing games for like $10 each.
Right.
And she's like, "I should be able to learn this, right?" And I'm like, "Maybe." Because the wheel itself, I mean, very, obviously, designed to look like a real thing, has a lot of tension in the wheel.
Uh-huh.
So, Mom was expecting it to be like, like a regular steering wheel and not a racing wheel, because I'm sure racing wheels are, you know, have that tension for a reason.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, I don't like this. And it's like, it's a racing wheel, Mom. What do you expect?
Right.
That's our mom.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
our mom likes gadgets for my console. She likes gadgets more than I do.
It's very funny. Esh mom, closet geek.
Well, that's because every time she comes home, I'm playing something or I'm talking about something. What are you talking about?
She's always been the closet technophile.
Wait, so she tries to hide it.
So she's
raping technology?
No. You know what?
You said technophile.
Yes, technophile.
Like pedophile?
No, not like pedophile. Pedophile's a good word. You shouldn't rape your tech.
Especially because it can't say no unless you programmed it. That'd be a great way to help deter. Like, no, don't do that. You're hurting my data.
Oh my God.
Where does it come from?
I have no idea, but please make it stop.
It's pure genius.
Oh, anyway. It's pure something. You are weirdo.
You're weird.
Why are you so weird?
Your mother's weird.
Your mother's my mother, and our mother is weird.
Yes, indeed.
What's wrong with you?
So, like, Koshiro sees his brother, and he's like, brother, brother! So he goes to run to him, and, can you hear that?
Yes.
Mommy, your phone's ringing. What did I tell you? Go get it. And go in the bathroom.
Okay, so step back with right when Kiyoshiro goes to kiss her.
Okay, all right. So Shirei enters the palace with the misconception that the emperor is an idiot, but that's all.
Mama, I'm recording the podcast!
What the hell was that?
What the fuck was that?
Mom is sitting at the base of the stairs. Amanda! Amanda!
We're editing that out.
Yeah,
I'm
just
up,
a little bit.
I'm up in the third floor, okay? She knows it's Friday.
She knows I'm going to call and kick her ass when we're done.
She does now. Anyway, I'm sorry, you guys, but she was yelling at me. It was getting on my nerves.
Now, before you start saying, oh my God, she's just bitter because she didn't get invited to E3. Yes,
you are
I
bitter
am very you're upset that we didn't get invited to E3. Hold on. I can hear you!
Yeah, well, Mom's talking to me.
Well, tell her to go away.
Mute yourself
Rochelle
if you're going to talk.
Rochelle says go away.
Hi, baby. How are you, sweetie cakes? I love you. I'm not going to talk no more.
I love your mom.
Oh, that's going in the podcast. So I'm going to pick up. Okay, I'm pausing. What's up?
Because Mom is calling the phone and she's like screaming on the voicemail.
Okay.
So I need to call her so she'll stop.
Okay.
So she's getting her hair done. She's like, Amanda, are you there?
Okay.
Are you there?
Okay.
Ugh.
All right.
I keep muting myself because I keep talking to Josh.
Like, shut up, Josh. I'm trying to work.
Don't you know this is my day to actually do
like, no,
shit?
Josh, this is my pot pie.
No, just my pot pie! Kidding, Josh! Man. I'm gonna whoop my mama's ass.
Yeah, I know.
Damn well. Are you calling her?
Yeah, I'm right now. Good. But, like, she's gonna answer her freaking phone.
Because she can't hear it. I swear to God, I'm making that ringtone. I'm going into GarageBand. And I'm recording myself.
One more time, because she just called the house, so I know she used her phone. So, I do not want to deal with this right now. I don't. Answer your phone, mother.
Answer your phone. I know.
What's today, Mom? Today's Friday, right? What time is it, Mom? It's 6 o'clock, Mom, on a Friday. I'm recording. Yeah, Rochelle's going to be pissed with you. She's pissed right now. Yes, I love a sandwich for dinner. Yes, but he's upstairs doing God knows what with God knows who. It's a joke, Mom. I don't know if Paul wants a sandwich. Why don't you call Paul's cell phone and ask him? I got to get back to the podcast now.
I kick her ass.
Well, he is home. Yes, well, he's home. So call him on his cell phone and ask him. All right, bye. Okay.
She was yelling at you on the voicemail to find out if you wanted a sandwich.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to get a sandwich. Do you want a sandwich? Hello? Are you playing WoW? Answer me. Are you home? And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's
God.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Mom.
Okay. So I'll just pick it up to throw in the mic to Magic.
Okay. Well, wouldn't that be me since I had it?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Because I haven't even given it my...
Well, I just got to finish my...
finish your rant, and then I'll go into what I think about it, my review.
You're already saying what you were thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you my rating.
Okay, yeah.
Bitch. So finish your rant, okay. And then I'll do that. I'm bringing fighters back. Yep.
Can you tell her that we're recording?
Yes, Mom, we're still recording.
So I got that.
So she got that.
Okay. So with that... Oh, my God.
No, Mom. Actually, I've always just been playing it and not really even caring. I don't even think it's like a leaderboard or anything because I'm like, maybe it's, you know, like how long it takes you to beat this 4-disc pain of crap. I don't even know.
Hold on a second. Amanda, tell Mom and Paul right now to be quiet.
Hey, you drunk bitches, shut the fuck up in the living room. Rochelle can hear you giggling over your Mai Tais. Shut the fuck up. Jealous. About what? Who's jealous? What would Rochelle be jealous of?
Tell that bitch I'm drinking Patron. You can suck it.
Rochelle's drinking Patron. She said you could suck flompy donkey dick. You could go see a burro show in Mexico. Actually, I just made that up. Paul, I just made that up. She didn't tell you to go to a burro show. I did. Burro. Oh,
okay. 200, okay. For 200 points, you can get an extra dream.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. Fuck that. Wait. Anyway,
and
so I mean, I've had some experience with the online play, and not only can you, you know, fight against somebody else, but they actually also have a spectator way to do it.
Hold on a second. Tell Mom and Paul to shut
Mom,
the fuck up.
Mom, stop talking!
Well, it has the adverse effect, especially when it comes to software. You know, it makes people want to crack that DRM, and it makes a market then because there are people that... You want to tell Mom to, like, be quiet?
Mommy, shush!
Wants to be on the show? I mean, because I'll totally have her on the show if she wants to be on the show.
No, let's finish, Rochelle. I told her to shush.
Okay.
And this gift that she has is so bad that... What the hell is that?
What the fuck?
Paul, what are you doing? Oh, Rochelle's going to kill you guys. Shut that off. Oh. Ooh, you guys, don't look at me like that. You know the phone call's coming. Anyway, I keep getting interference from a phone. Anyway, I'm sorry, Shell. It's not me.
Yeah.
It's them.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't be here today because...
Whoa. You're breaking up real bad there for a second.
I know, and I don't know why, because, oh, they're watching TV in the living room.
Well, you might want to do something about that.
Mommy and Paul, you have to go watch TV in the kitchen because that TV eats up bandwidth and it's making it hard for me to record the show.
Why is this new? We've been doing this for what, 2 years
now? I know. Hey, she's your mom. You know, I can't come home and say, "Hey, mom." She's your you're the first one out. She's your mom.
She's your mom too. You came out the same hole.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, she doesn't like to listen to me when I say, "Mom, you can't watch TV in the living room."
Well, maybe you guys should sit down and have an adult-to-adult talk and say, "Mom, Rose, here's some things that I
the
need
TV, to do. The living room TV is on our network. It eats up bandwidth, and it makes it hard for me to record. And I keep getting pulled out of the conference because of the bandwidth. So if you need to watch TV, Rochelle and I would appreciate it if you watched it in the kitchen."
See? That's such an easy conversation to have. See, now...
Yeah, and then when the recording's over, she'll be like, "Don't talk to me like that."
Well, then, maybe I need to have a conversation with Mommy about how to have adult conversations. Okay.
So you need to shut off that TV and move to the kitchen, Mom.
Yeah, because you sound much better now. I don't know what happened, but you sound...
They shut off the TV.
Oh, well, you sound much, much better.
What? Yes, it's a good Peppa. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, so
let's do this. My notes is highlighted. I got amp in the tank.
Mommy, you're going to have to either shut off your TV or turn it down. You're not allowed to talk or Rochelle going to kick your... Ooh, excuse me. That was awesome.
You're not recording.
Oh my god, that's just awesome.
She gonna kick your A word.
Your A.
I'm gonna kick your A next week.
Hold on.
Ma, you wanna keep it down in there? You know, the microphone and shit? Thank you. You know.
So, thank you, wrong button.
Phone! Pick up the phone!
It's going to be one of those episodes, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. Anyway. All right. See, I have all the other ones shut off. It's just the one in the kitchen I must have missed. God, shut off the phone! Silence your cell phones.
Seriously,
and landlines!
If this is going to be an issue, you're really going to have to start taking your laptop up to your room and doing this.
Sorry.
And stop doing it on Mom's iMac.
Okay. It's more comfortable down here.
Yes, but there's no phones up there.
Oh,
and there's no Mom and Paul up there. So then you don't have to keep yelling.
There's no
Shut
Mom.
Shut up!
Okay, I'm ready to start now.
Sure.
Is Mom around anywhere?
In the living room.
Because it's awfully quiet.
Yes.
Like I didn't have to yell once. Tell Mom to shut up. I don't know if you noticed that or not, because I kind of noticed that.
I know.
Yeah. Kind of weirding me out a little bit.
Oh, well, surprise.
Welcome to my life.
And you don't have to worry about it telling you that all your frustrations has been up on the fact that you just want to have sex with your mom.
I don't want to have sex with my mom.
It's an Oedipus complex. That's another podcast.
I'm a sucker for bad TV. I mean, Esh Mom has me watching Bad Girls Club.
Ew.
Because Esh Mom Esh Mom likes bad girls.
I need to talk with her because...
And she also likes, like, the wives of...
She is not a good influence on you. We're going to have to discuss this.
No.
So here's...
this isn't... That is, you know, comparing the two... I would totally, like, we fight over who gets to record their show. Like, because, you know, the lovely thing about having a DVR is you're supposed to be able to record whatever you want. But if you have two shows on at the same time, you can only record one. You know, mind you, half the box is filled with her stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, this will be mine. And she's like, but the Bad Girls Reunion is on.
So you
can't record. I didn't know you were going to record your gaming show. It's like, well, I want to be able to watch it later. But... You know, and it's Esh Mom, so of course, you know, I give it up because she's my mom and she
pays the bill.
No, she gave me life.
And she pays the bill for the cable.
Yes.
And the box.
So, yeah.
I really enjoy Le Chevalier a lot because not only was the art style really good, but the way that the story was told was phenomenal.
Yeah, I know.
It was one of the few series that even after watching it all through pay on demand, I still decided that I needed to have it, and so it is still on my Amazon wish list to have the entire series because it's just
I already have it because it's that awesome.
Yeah. I had asked for it for Christmas and got clothes instead.
Hey, apparently someone, Mom, figured you needed more clothes during the cold winter months.
Yeah. Sometimes I just need anime to keep me warm. I didn't expect for her to come in the bedroom this morning. Because, see, in the summertime, I don't wear pajamas because I get hot and it knots up and it gets caught and I get sweaty. So I sleep kind of in the nude. So I'm in bed and then all of a sudden, the door swings open and Mom's tugging on my foot and I'm grabbing the covers and like shoving them in because Paul's behind her and I'm like, can I help you with something?
Right.
And she's like, oh, I need some shorts. Andre said it's going to be hot. I need some shorts. Do you have any shorts? I'm like, yeah, in the basket. I don't know if you like my shorts though. She's like, why? Are they short of your shorts?
Mom.
I'm like, they're not. I'm like, I get dude shorts. And she's like, what's dude shorts? I'm like, shorts for dudes. She's like, oh, where do you find those? I'm like, in the men's department.
Where do you find dude shorts?
And so she looks at them, and you know, because they're cargo, so they got pockets on the side. Because I like carrying shit in pockets.
Wait, is she wearing your cargo shorts?
No, evidently she said that she didn't like them and they made her look big and that it was a youth thing and it's a good look for young people but not for old people. So I guess Mom's old. And of course I'm listening and I'm like, huh. Well, then I guess it makes Andre an old person who's trying to look young because he's got on a pair of cargos right now. So then she starts backtracking. She's like, well, you know, guys could get away. I was like, just say you didn't want to wear men's clothes. That you have an issue with it. You feel like a cross-dresser. Just admit it. But she would not.
No, she wouldn't.
Yep.
I want to play Team Fortress with somebody.
Ooh. All right, I'll go buy it. Or I'll have Mom buy it for me.
I love that. I'll go buy it. Oh, wait, I don't have a job.
Mommy.
Just kidding. There you are, sister.
Here I am.
Here you are.
This is where I am residing currently.
So, guess what?
Internet.
What? Guess what?
What?
Next time you come here, guess what Panda found for you?
What did you find for me?
Panda found the tapas bar.
Oh, you found the tapas!
Yes, I went the other night with the boyfriend and his cousin who's going to NYU. And we went to tapas bar to celebrate.
I tell you, tapas bar is very delicious.
I ate quail.
See, I'm not like quail. Kind of gamey, little bit. But, like tapas. Because it is Rochelle portion size food.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, and they had churros. Churros with chocolate. Yes. Oh, my God. I was going to, like, cream my pants. I'm so glad we're not recording. But still, I'm so... Oh, my God. That's all I got to say about
tapas. The tapas. I know.
And their sangria was so good after, like, one small glass. I'm like, I'm feeling kind of warm, guys.
Yes. Here is the thing about tapas. When you come, you come see me. I take you to my tapas place.
Okay. So you give me, you show me yours, I show you mine.
Right. I will show you my tapas, and you can show me your tapas.
The tapas. It was funny. When first I was asking about that, someone's like, did you say topless? I'm like,
yeah,
no,
I know. That's what
tapas.
Mom, every single time I tell Mom that we'll go, she's like, did you say topless? I was like, no.
No.
Tapas. Tapas. It's like.
But last night was pretty funny because I kept dozing in and out on the couch. And Mom discovered that on the TV, there's games through Verizon. And they were playing a word game. And every time I woke up, I'd look at the words. I'm like, it's battalion. And Mom's like, how the fuck do you know that? I'm like, because I like words.
Wait, Mom, so, like, didn't I know the word battalion?
No, because it was like a word jumble.
Oh.
So they jumble all the letters around. So every time I'd wake up and I'd look, I'd be like, it's battalion, it's rampart, it's, you know, like, and she's like, I'm like, it's ambiguous. And she's like, how do you know that? I'm like, because I like words. And it's kind of easy. I'm like, that's Eclipse. Mom's like, and she didn't even have to pull up the hints half the time when I was doing it. But then, you know, all of a sudden she's like, Amanda, what's that one? I'm like, I think it was like the list of, like the most recent list of people who've recently died. And I'm like, it's necrology. And she's like, are you kidding? She's like, that's not a word. I'm like, yes, it is. So she spells it out and she's just like, oh my God, it is. I'm like, my mom, necro is kind of the prefix to dead, you know, like necrophilia. And she's like, ew. And I roll over. It is quite humorous. Now, mind you, mom and Paul were both drinking. And they're like, do you want some? I'm like, I don't feel good. But, you know, at one point, you know, Paul just started dozing off, so he wasn't putting in the letters. So I get up, I'm like, fuck you guys, I'm going to bed. And mom's like, fuck you guys, I'm going to go to bed. I'm like, fine, go. And she's like, Mandy, turn off the heater. I'm like, mom, I'm fucking sick. You can get up, take 3 steps, and press the off button, okay? I'm going upstairs. So that's the funny story from last night.
Nice.
Esh mom has been in this weird, we need to play family games mode lately, and I don't understand why.
Probably because you've been playing a lot of, you know, zombie shoot-em-ups and end-of-the-world type games, which are damn fun, by the way.
So she's like, let's find some games that we can play. They don't like to play Lights, Camera, they don't like playing Scene It with me, because I'm the fucking boss. And they hate that I win by, like, exponentially a lot.
Like, I like it's win by exponentially a lot.
Like, you know, Hot Mess hates it because, you know, I'll make sure I have a lead. You know, and if I know that he doesn't know it, I'll wait till the very last minute and I'll say, hey, Esh Mom, it's B. So that she'll get something and he's like, you guys are cheating. So we went up on the Wii channel, and I got my update finally. And
I haven't even done that. How bad am I? I don't think I've turned my Wii on this year yet.
So we were looking through the channel to see if there are any games that we could get. Esh Mom had actually gone out of her way and bought a Wii family-oriented game, The Price is Right, which they both also hate that I'm really good at. You know, uh-huh. but when mommy was off at work and I was with grandma and grandpa Esh and I had to sit there and watch The Price is Right, I'm going to learn a few things.
Let me tell you, The Price is Right is the shit.
But I digress. Okay. So we're scanning through it and Hot Mess goes all fucking crazy. He's like, oh my God, I didn't know they brought this game back. And he was talking about this game called Bubble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble.
Yeah. So he was like, oh my God, you don't even have enough fucking points for this. And then he takes out his credit card, he buys enough points to buy it. So, you know, I have 2 classic controllers, and he's like, Esh Mom should totally be able to play this. At first, Esh Mom looked very optimistic. Well, game starts. You know, you got your little green dragon, you got your little blue dragon, you blow bubbles, you trap enemies in them, you jump on them, they turn into fruit or vegetables or diamonds, which I don't understand.
Right.
But you're not really supposed to. You know, you move left and right, you use your bubbles, you can, you know, ride a bubble up a little bit, and you're supposed to jump and shoot bubbles. So, you know, obviously, you know, B is for bubble, A is for jump, your directional is for your directional. Esh Mom could not do 2 things at the same time. She would either stand in a corner and blow bubbles or move.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, I mean, 5 minutes in, I'm like, all right, well, she needs to get used to it. An hour later, she then begins to blow 1 bubble and move away from the right corner.
Okay, so that's progress.
Yeah. Right. Second hour, I'm like, give me the fucking controller. I'm like, this is not hard. You know, and she's just like, I don't play these types of things, Panda. I'm like, Mom. I'm like, if you can't play this... You know, and she's like, well, at least the, you know, graphics have changed since, you know, that. I'm like, well, no shit. But, I mean, it's just, it's really funny to watch her try, You know, and I'm like, and this is why she should play Peggle, because literally you aim, which is one motion, and then you press a button, which is a totally separate motion. You do not, you can't do both of them at the same time. It is perfect for her, but she won't go near it.
Guess yeah. what?
What?
Yes. Ash Mom is planning to, she was, because when I told her that we got our bid for E3, and she's mm-hmm. like, are you going to go? And I'm like, of course I'm going to go.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, it's definite, so we can start planning that, because I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. And she's like, so that's in Vegas, right? And I said, no, that's CES. And she goes, so you're going to be in, I'm like, we're going to be in LA. And she's like, well, you know, you could go and do E3 and then hop on a flight and come to Vegas and we'll stay the rest of the, like, you know, we'll both leave at the same time. And then I would take a plane
uh-huh. and go to
Vegas,
uh-huh.
spend like another 4 days in Vegas and then go home. Like, Ash Mom has been looking at flights.
She's plotting, basically.
She's plotting.
Yeah.
to go to Vegas while we're doing E3.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. We weren't really planning on much of an inheritance anyway. So, I mean,
definitely not now.
Definitely not now.
The make a burger, not now.
Because as you haven't met our mom, Derek, I can share this with you. Because you're almost like family. You're all games family. She kind of has a gambling problem.
Really?
Yeah.
It's only a problem if you lose.
She loses.
She loses.
Yeah, we win.
Hey, let's not even say we. I won the most money.
Well, yeah, you won the most money, but I didn't do too shabby either.
You didn't.
We went on this trip to Vegas with Esh Mom, and she was pretty much doling out some cash so we could play some slots while she was doing some slots and some tables. And while she lost about $900, Panda over there hits on one machine for $850.
Yeah,
I hit on a machine for $400, and Hot Mess hits on a machine for $350. Because Esh Mom doesn't know when to walk away.
Hey.
She just keeps forking over money. And then we keep going, you know, this one still has to finish college. Yeah, it's
almost done. Make it sound like I'm a freshman and I've got 3 years. I'm almost done.
We should probably keep Esh Mom out of Vegas.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure you've picked it up, right?
Yep, I picked it up today.
All right, what do you think about it so far?
Well, I've only played it for about 20 minutes because Ash Mom, you know, needed me to make her some tea because she's just high off her Vikes.
She's infirmed. Let's frame that the right way. She had to go to the dentist and have a bunch of teeth pulled and things like that. So that's why she's on Vicodin, not because she's a drug addict.
Yeah, our mom's not a drug addict, bitch. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, a couple of my friends, like AlphaBox and another friend of mine, Binary, pretty much told me when I first got this that it's very addictive and to never let Esh Mom play because I would never get my Xbox back again.
Right.
So I was a little concerned about that because I'm like, how would Esh Mom really like this game? When I realized that, seriously, you just move one of the analog sticks and hit A, I figured that this could be Esh Mom's kryptonite.
Oh, it is
her crack. The mechanics are so simple, and you know, she's old. She likes, like, Price is Right and stuff. and she particularly likes the game.
Oh, it's so good that she doesn't listen to this show.
Yeah, I know. But and she particularly likes the game Plinko. Because
Plinko is the shit.
Yeah. Well, Peggle is like Plinko on crack with animals.
Oh, I gotta get this. There are a couple of official trailers out there, including the most recent one, which is Fear Nothing. Which, if you haven't seen it, smack yourself, tell your mother to smack you, then get on the internet and go and watch it. Because
texting it to Esh Mom right now. When you get home, slap me. Don't ask. Send. Okay.
Did you actually just whip your phone out?
Yep.
I could tell because I could hear it in the microphone.
Yep, iPhones.
Awkward! I love G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Like, G.I. Joe was the cartoon, and I loved the toy so much that I would, like, offer to trade my school lunches with some of my guy friends to get some of their action figures. Because Esh Mom wouldn't let me buy any because they were a boy's toy. And I was so obsessed with G.I. Joe that she thought I might be gay.
That's how much I love G.I. Joe.
But then you could be like, well, there's a lady, the Baroness.
I know, and the Baroness was hot, and that probably, that statement right
no,
there.
No, with one of my pictures, I think I could be like a black Baroness if she could be black and Russian.
Why couldn't black she Russian. Be black and Russian? You can use a puny guy that's supposed to be a buff guy, and you can use a definitely...
And they can use a black chick to be a Russian.
Why not?
Fuck yes.
The black Russians. I drink white Russians. Wait, that's a drink.
That's but a drink, anyway. Not a character.
I mean, there's a bunch of really, really
there's
fun stuff.
There's a shitload of shit that you need to fucking figure out. Just
see,
go check it out.
See, here's the thing. If you're going to do the tirade of tyrannical words, you need to make sure that you get them all straightened out.
Oh, well, so, your mother.
she's your mother, too, and ew. On sorry. So many levels.
Sorry.
What?
It sounded
is
funny to me.
What's fucking wrong with you?
Your mother. I'm having a bad day.
Obviously, Pandalicious should not ever do the podcast hungover.
No.
Esh Mom has her iPhone tricked out. Which
she's like, look, here's the tipper for the restaurant. We have 5 people here. Bam. I'm like, wow, Mom. And then she never hears the phone ring, which is really funny.
I know. That's killer. And we can talk about it since, you know, Mom's Day is coming up. Esh Mom can never hear her phone ring.
Never.
We've made ridiculously
how loud, it is,
loud ringtones.
I can hear it before she hears it.
She never hears the phone ring. However, she's got like 7 pages of apps on her iPhone.
She has all these apps, yeah.
It's like ridiculous. She has apps that even I don't know about. And I'll get a call from her every once in a while. Have you played with the, you know, the thing there that does the thing? And I'll be, what are you talking about? So it's on the iPhone, you know, in the app place.
Yeah. And she's texting now, like, a lot.
She's getting better. She's getting better. Yep. She's about to lose the nails, but, you know, she's accepting her geek.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. She's come to geek. So we're very happy about that.
If we are all children of God, I don't see why Jesus is so special.
Andre, I hope you got
that. If he didn't, I did.
Oh, good. I'm forever going to be remembered as a heretic. I'm going to go listen to my music.
Yeah. Yeah, here, let me do you a favor, Magic. Beatles references, Panda's not going to get.
Why not? Oh. It's the freaking Beatles. Everybody knows who the Beatles are.
She's black, honey.
And I'm not even a really good one at that, but...
Is this a chicken thing that I'm not going to understand?
I cannot believe you fucking
were
there.
Oh
my god.
You went there first.
Okay, the email goes to magicmysticgirl at alexisister.com. Don't send shit to me because I didn't say it.
You know, I bet there are some black people who are vegans who don't eat chicken. I think they would be offended.
Everybody eats chicken. Jesus.
Not vegans.
Not vegans.
Yeah, except for vegans and vegetarians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save a chicken, eat a vegetarian.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my god, we're not endorsing cannibalism.
Dude, I totally went to a different way of eating a vegetarian. So, with that said,
oh god.
I'm going to take my toast and I'm just going to eat it so I can shut up. With that, I'm out.
I'm out.
Out.
Holy shit!
You went Magic. There first!
Magic. Is it a chicken thing? Oh my god.
Oh, I bleeped again.
You wanna know what? I'm not even letting Mom listen to this one. Because, no, I told the Jesus comment that Magic made, and I thought
Jesus
it was
comment?
Funny. Wait, yeah, how you were like, if we're all Jesus, if we're all God's children, why is Jesus so special?
Oh, God.
And my mother did not find that as funny as I did, and she smacked me because I was laughing so hard. And then, like, Mom,
I'm
like, Magic said it. Yeah, my mom's Sumatran.
Don't tell her that. She's never going to like me.
I also told that to her on Good Friday, so.
Oh, God. You're an idiot.
I know.
In my French, but you're an idiot.
I know, we love coffee.
Exactly.
Do you remember when Esther Mom used to tell us we couldn't drink coffee until we were over because it turned us black? And I'm like, so you were drinking a lot while you were pregnant?
But see, I would make the joke because Esh Mom's kind of light skinned. I was like, I guess I got all the benefit of the coffee.
Mom.
Oh, Mom. Yeah. Well, it's a good thing she doesn't listen to the show. Okay. So, that was fun.
Wow. That was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's.
Oh, come on. Awesome. Yeah. I have to go with Mom Kicks Ass.
Mom kicks, Esh Mom kicks so much ass, like, all the time, and usually it's mine, but...
Pretty much, yeah.
I think all moms of the world kick ass.
So, make sure if you haven't, that you've told your mom that you love her. Send
and
her
don't
some
make her make, and don't have her make you meatloaf today. You make your mom meatloaf today.
If you know how to cook. If you don't, just don't, take it to the Olive Garden or something, dude. Cheesecake Factory is always a good choice. Ruth Chris, if you got it like that, don't cook. If you don't know how to cook, don't cook. Because when meatloaf turns into steak tartare, that is not a good thing. But you know what is a good thing?
Moms.
And our website. So make sure that you check us out there at www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles, or just questions for us, you can use the Hit Us Up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of our podcast airing on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. So make sure that you check our show out, but also stick around and check out some of the other really great entertainment over there, both live and in the can, like Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Or Dead Pixel Live.
Ultimate Quest.
Evil Avatar.
Bobby Black Wolf Show.
And don't forget Friday Night Gaming.
And there's just so much stuff that's over there. So please, check it out, enjoy it, and let them know that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you.
Because we did.
Mm-hmm. Give credit where credit's due, bitches.
Agreed.
So with that said, I think we're going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, I think it's kind of toasty, too.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to cut out hearts in my toast and give them to Mom.
You suck. That was my idea. I was going to do that first.
Because I'm awesome and you're not.
That's okay. I bought Mommy an iPhone last year. I think I'll just eat my toast.
No, you should give your toast. Okay, here's what we'll do. Okay? Since we both have two pieces of toast.
Yes.
We'll cut out hearts.
Uh-huh.
Eat our toast.
Yeah.
And then you put your name in a smear of your choice.
Okay.
And I'll do the same, and we'll each give Mom a piece of toast with our names on.
In our preferred smears.
Yes.
All right, that seems fair.
Okay.
So as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Happy Mom's Day, Mom!
Bye, Mommy.
I'm sending you this card. I wish I could hear your voice, but I used up my one phone call and a lawyer was my choice. I'm sorry to break the news, but I got a new place to stay. It's a bit like summer camp. I get 3 squares a day. Happy Mother's Day from prison. Not your fault that I'm in jail. I hope to see you real soon when you come to pay my bail. I know it's not your problem that my Mother's Day from prison, not your fault that I'm in jail. Get me out of here, Mom. Not to bore you with the details or the heartache it will bring. My arrest was not my fault. I was set up in a stand. was never read my rights. This case is one big joke. I don't mean to make you cry, Ma. Could you send a card to smoke? Happy Mother's Day from prison. Not your fault that I'm in jail. I hope to see you real soon when you come to pay my bail. I know it's not your problem that my plan for life has failed. Happy Mother's Day from prison. Not your fault that I'm in jail. Trouble now. I just need a kind, loving, nurturing, helping hand. By this place, it ain't so bad, Ma. Even my cellmate loves my band.
Uno, dos, tres.
Happy Mother's Day from prison. Not your fault that I'm in jail. I hope to see you real soon when you come to pay my bail. I'm